put down here. But these are a few that we hope will remind us of how special you were. You were a little ray of sunshine. We first met you when we went to live in, when you went to live at the Home of Loving Faithfulness in 1990. You were just over a year old. You were called Chanyuk Nama, affectionately known as Nana. You had lots of personality and everyone loved you. Then who would have thought that a comment from Auntie Val about you being our Christmas present in 1992 would lead us to adopting you, but we did. You came to us on the 9th of October 1993, a day that you always remembered. We had to be probationary parents for 6 months before completing the adoption 1 week after Dan was born. You fitted into our family perfectly. Hannah, you always had a strong sense of family and enjoyed a party with your aunts, uncles and cousins. You especially liked meeting new members of the family and having baby cuddles. It wasn't only family parties you enjoyed. Any party really, discos, fancy dress, and meeting up with your friends from school. It was while we were in Hong Kong that you got your love of horses, when we used to take you to riding for the disabled in Pot Fulham. Even as you got older, your love of horses continued, not just riding, but going to various events, such as Horse of the Year Show with Auntie Cathy, and Hickstead with Dad. Do you remember when you went to the races at Linfield Park for your birthday? You were so excited because you managed to win £62. Sorry, I can't remember the pence, but you remembered. The highlight, though, had to be your trip to Vienna to see the Spanish Riding School and the Lipizzana horses when you were 30. The other love of your life was Fudge, our crazy brown cock spaniel. You liked nothing more than having doggy cuddles and hearing stories of what Fudge got up to. If he had been misbehaving, you would tell him off. I know you missed him a lot during lockdown. You also liked to travel and go on holiday. Do you remember the time when we went to Switzerland and Adeline took us on the summer sled? We could hear you screaming all the way down the mountain, but you couldn't wait to do it again. Sometimes we went on holiday with the aunties. There was the time that you showed us your Greek dancing, which made us all smile. You were good at making people smile with your cheekiness and sense of humour. However, when it came to your choice of holiday, you had two favourites, Brooklyn's and Disneyland Paris. You managed to go to Disneyland twice. The first time we went with Auntie Kathy and Auntie Margaret. Auntie Cathy persuaded you to go on Big Thunder Mountain. Never again, you screamed all the way round. After that, you would only go on It's a Small World and Teacup and Saucer. When we went on our own, you made me go see the Frozen show every day we were there. It took a week before the songs would leave my head, which you thought was hilarious. Butlins was all about the shows, the arcades, and eating out. We had such a good laugh. Do you remember the time we had waffles, which tasted like cardboard? After that, you kept asking me if I wanted a waffle, and then bursting into laughter. Another of your favourite places was Lourdes, when you went with HCPT. You managed to go 5 times altogether. Each time you went, we had to get the video out so you could watch Rise and Shine. You always enjoyed trying to keep up with the actions, and you particularly liked to do the monkey impression. You fitted in perfectly with the HCBT family. Dearest Hannah, you have lots of interests. You like cooking, whether at home or shine or to court. We have lots of pictures of you showing off your creations. Then there was your interest in wildlife. You enjoyed fishing with Dad, and would arrange for me to take a picnic lunch for you both. You also enjoyed looking at birds and other wildlife through your binoculars. However, I mustn't forget to mention your love of shopping and eating out. A lot of you know that you enjoyed shortening people's names and giving them nicknames. Well, we had a few for you too. Hannah Banana, bag lady, due to the fact that you own so many handbags, and HMB, high maintenance bird, because you've always had a list of jobs to be done by myself or Dad, but we didn't mind. You were such a sensitive stone, warm, bubbly, kind and generous, with a fantastic sense of humour. You liked to look after people, and if they were upset, you would comfort them. A lot of people would miss you. Well, dear Anna, do you remember when we said goodbye to each other, I would say, I love you, and you would ask, how far? And I would reply, to the moon and back. Then you would say, not far enough. Well, dearest Anna, we love you to heaven and back. We will always miss you. You will always be in our hearts. Sending you lots of hugs and kisses. Love, Mum, Dad, and Dad. Joan would like to say a few words now, if you don't mind. Would you like to come up? Thanks, Joan.
To an inspirational light, I would like to say a few words about Hannah from all of us who knew her at St Wilfrid's. Right from the start, she was a larger-than-life kind of person, always laughing and being cheeky, especially when she was chasing after us, trying to get our toes. She just loved being amongst us all, especially in our parish hall, when anything was going on. She came to bingo, beetle drive and race nights, which were her favourite. Everyone knew when she had won, as she would get so excited. She loved the parties with balloons and dancing. It was amazing what she could achieve in her wheelchair. She didn't let anything slow her down. Although she had many health problems during her life, they never stopped her from enjoying herself or playing tricks on us. I was the butt of a few of those. She loved to dress up and had her own flamboyant fashion. Charity shops were a thrill to her, and we sometimes boasted about our bargains. She had a true love of life and liked to be as independent as possible. Mum and Dad were very special to her and helped her in many ways. She really did love and appreciate all they did for her. One big day she enjoyed was her confirmation, when she took the saint's name of Martha. She chose me to be her sponsor. I was very moved to be included in her special day and felt we had a good relationship. Hannah is one special person who will always be remembered by us.
Love and remember, love again and remember is the way to God's kingdom. That aligned with prayer. So now we come with our prayers, to say our prayers